Hi there. The word for you today is, you have a sound mind. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, Paul says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You say, what is this sound mind that God says he's given us? Well, the original Greek word actually means sane, rational, logical, realistic, and reasonable. It includes qualities such as being self-controlled. It's not controlled by anyone or anything outside of yourself, including people, circumstances, impulses, emotions, intellect, and especially not fear. It stays in control at all times, even when faced with problems with no easy solutions. It remains anchored to the truth, as defined in God's Word. Another quality of a sound mind is being discerning. It distinguishes wisely between alternatives. It discerns between reality and fantasy, good and evil, effective and ineffective, worthwhile and worthless. It's the faculty that enables you to make good decisions in difficult situations. Another quality of a sound mind is being focused. Like a laser beam, it has the capacity to lock in on a desired target. Like a finely tuned receiver, it can minimize distortion and resist competing sound waves. It limits interference, uncertainty, and confusion. And once it's set on task, a sound mind will help you to concentrate your energies on fulfilling the important priorities of your life. And one other aspect of a sound mind, an important one, is being orderly. It's a process-oriented mind operating with cause and effect logic. It's concerned with getting you from A to B, goal to realization, by a series of orderly steps that contribute to the fulfillment of your life's purpose. David said in Psalm 139, verse 14, I praise you, O God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And the God whose mind created you is reflected in the mind he gave you to use. Knowing who you are, now go forward and experience the life Jesus promised, and that's life more abundantly.